Hi, this is Sam Lagana with the Los Angeles Rams. Whose house? You're listening to the Los Angeles Rams UK podcast. Undenied worldwide. The Los Angeles Rams. It doesn't get any better than this. Let's go Rams.
Hello and welcome back to another LA Rams UK podcast. This is actually episode 28, believe it or not. And if you made it this far from the beginning, well done. Thank you for following. joining me tonight is Chris.
Good evening.
And Jordan.
All right, how are we doing?
Yeah. And we've come together tonight quite quickly, actually, for us. Normally takes a little while to organise who's free. But obviously, the reason for it is the big news for today. Most of you would have seen it. And if you haven't, I don't know where you've been. But the LA Rams have finally released their uniforms. So mixed reviews, let's say. And we'll get into what we think about these uniforms, but it's definitely been something that we've been waiting for quite a while, getting bored of all the photoshops and the quote-unquote leaks that have been coming out, some closer than others, to be fair, to some people. Where those sources come from, we don't know, but it's been a long time, a lot of trolling, and we don't know why it has taken this long, or whether that's part of the plan, or whether COVID's caused this, but finally, we've seen it all today. We've had the full video reveals. There's things on Snapchat you can use. There's illustrations. All the players are posting up their mocks of them in the uniforms. So let's get the three of us talking about the uniforms and our personal opinions on them. So let's just get a snapshot of initial reactions when we saw them. I imagine most of us instantly got the ping on the phone to say Rams uniform release. So Chris, initial thoughts, go.
I am actually very, very happy with them. I think they look slick. I think they've definitely fitted the brief. Some people obviously are saying that they haven't gone far enough away for it to be this big reveal of new, but I think it kind of shows that that this is the way they're going. And obviously the blue and the yellow, or sorry, the salt and royal blue is what we should call it. Is obviously what we all wanted. It's obviously the throwback sort of side that people wanted to obviously keep hold of that. But I think the one that potentially we need to see what it looks like when they get on the field is this bone colour, which apparently is a first within the league to obviously look at doing it on that colour as obviously the second strip, which I actually think that's probably my favourite. Of the two, and with the actual helmet that has obviously been released as well, I think it looks pretty smart. And yeah, for like you say, the mock-ups that have been done, all the players are obviously promoting it, which is obviously what they have to do, but they all seem pretty psyched by it. And some of the, obviously, the reveals, and we obviously got to see Mr. Cup opening his box with his new number as well. So that's obviously been all put into the fold at the same time, which is very clever.
Yes, yeah, so no. Has anyone got a cup jersey? I don't personally.
No, I obviously know where you're going with this one.
No, not yet, but I think I'm going to get one. Yeah. For this.
It's a bit of a sidestep, but he's got 1 year on his contract left, hasn't he?
That's the risk, but you would hope that they're going to re-sign them. Not just because you're spending 100 quid or whatever on, you know, on a jersey, but because he's a good player. So hopefully he re-signs and get a bit of wear out.
He said anybody that's bought a jersey and can proof of purchase from January of this year, he will reimburse you with the new shirt.
Well, has he said that? I thought he said send it in and his wife will, they'll make something from that shirt.
I'd imagine that would be if you bought it prior to January. Right. But yeah, I think people only took that bit. But that was the first, we're sidetracking a bit, but you know, it's like a Fanatics guarantee or whatever. If within 6 months of buying your jersey, you can swap it out if that player leaves.
Oh, right. Okay. There you go then. Good people. Someone out there who listens to us, I'm sure, has been affected by it. So sorry, Chris, back to the jerseys.
Yeah, I'd say I'm actually really, really happy with them. I think that the way that they've come across has been really good. I think they look good. I like the horn on the helmet. I've always been sort of a fan of the new logo as well. The one bit of the logo that most people did like, I actually didn't like, was actually the ram itself. I actually like the LA with the horn in it, but I think it all seems to work. It all fits the same brief. It's all the same across the board, which is obviously your bag being the design geek, I'd like to call you, that we've got. But no, I'm actually really happy with it. I think it's going to look really smart. And as I think it was probably Jordan said on Twitter, take my money now.
Yeah, there's something else in there as well, I believe, but we'll leave that out. Trying to keep it clean for the kids. Okay, right. So, Jordan, then, let's get your snapshot of it.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of similar to Chris. Was really happy with them when I saw them. There's a couple of things I was quite, you know, I saw the leaks or the reported leaks the other night, and there was a couple of things I was sceptical of, you know, the gradient numbers and also the helmet, you know, breaking up the horn. But I think the helmet, as Chris said, is really, really good. The gradient numbers, you know, it's a bit hit and miss. If you gave me the option, I'd rather not have them, but I don't think they're necessarily a negative, well, not being a positive either. They're just kind of, they're just going to be there. I don't really have a strong opinion of them either way, to be honest, but I thought I would dislike them a lot more. And then obviously you've got the bone colour, as it keeps going. We'll need to come up with another word for that, because it's not right. But yeah, it's obviously the reading they've had to get special permission to use it and everything. They actually took NFL films, actually took out players. I don't know who, if it was Rams players or whatever, but they took out players wearing them against players wearing other jerseys to make sure that, you know, it wouldn't clash that much and that looked good on TV. So they've done all the homework and everything on it. So it'll be good to see them finally wear them, hopefully this year. But yeah, I was really happy with them when I first saw them. And to be honest, they're growing on me the more I look at it and try and decide what one to buy.
Yeah, I think similar to you, Jordan, you made a point there. When it was released, obviously we saw the leaks. So there's a little bit of a spoiler. You sort of had an idea where people thought, and some of them looked a bit more genuine than others have in the past. When they released, firstly, the video I thought was good, that the social media team did. I liked that. It showing you the history of the jerseys and then the uniforms, finally showing the series of uniforms. But when
Sorry to interrupt, but in relation to some of the bad press that potentially got, the social media team have been on point for all of this, from the logo to the stadium to the jerseys. They have worked pretty, you can tell they've worked hard on it. And I think they've actually delivered. What people think about the actual, what they've delivered is different. What they've actually delivered as a package, I think, has been fantastic.
Mm. And the illustrations that, I can't find his name right now, but the guy that works for the Rams has illustrated them to show what they would look like. And that was done at the same time in the video. That was pretty cool. So yeah, as a creative team, I think they've done well with that. Again, you don't know how much they had input into the rebrand, if you like. So yeah, when I saw the uniforms, I was sort of, I wasn't as over the moon with them as you wanted to be as a fan, if you know what I mean. But I wasn't disappointed either. I think maybe it was the weight. You sort of just went, I just want them now. Like, just show me them. But in terms of, similar to Jordan with the grads, depends on what image you see. When I first saw them, they just looked pure vinyl. And I thought, oh no, it just looks a bit tacky. But then when I looked into the details, which the Rams have on their website, you can look at close-ups and all the rest of it. If you haven't, go over there. You can see, like, it's all proper stitched and the whole number is fabric, not just vinyl. And it's only a small part that actually shimmers. So I think a few people have said that with the grad being a bit lower down for the white at the bottom, rather than sort of a 50-50, which, to be fair, in the logo, it does go quite low down to the horn anyway, so it sort of matches in that sense. It works quite well, to be fair. And some of the little things, I think what they've really tried to do here is it's almost like the guinea pig for the league to try doing quite a few things different. And I'm not sure if they've got something on the league with the whole build that's going on, and you know, the building them studios and all this, like, scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Let's get away with the what we're calling bone colour. But what I understand is they haven't actually designated a home away or an alternative to any of these colours, and that they'll get to pick any one of them to be a home jersey, which is another new thing that's happened. And the other thing that stood out was the patch. And when it's a bit of an eyesore when you first see it, because you think, well, that's a bit weird. Normally you used to see in the Rams just above the number or so forth. And at first you're like, I'm not sure about that. But the more I've looked at it with this uniform, I think the more I've liked it, especially with most people. I think most people like this bone look because it's so unique. And I even like the patch with the yellow stitching that kind of looks, was talking off before recording. My missus went off on one on Facebook about it, like it looking unfinished. But I really like that because I think it's almost like a uniqueness that's sort of quirky, but
I read on Twitter that someone was trying to zoom in that far to actually see what it read and then realised it was stitching.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm not sure if I've looked on the website. They haven't actually explained what that is, because it does appear on the game day jerseys where the sleeves are slightly higher up. When you see the numbers, they are zigzagged like that around the numbers. So I'm not sure if that's what...
Sorry to interrupt. There's a couple of things I've read. The Athletic is the kind of subscription thing, isn't it? So I've, side story, I signed up for the free trial and forgot to cancel it, so I paid for a year, so I've got it. I have read they've got stuff on that. So apparently the stitching bit is like the designer's signature, if you like, apparently. They just put something on there so like it was to say it's theirs. On the numbers, they've got a transparent film over them, which makes them look that, you know, you were saying they kind of look like they shine a bit. Apparently that's what it is.
It almost looks like in a print world, it almost be like a UV coating that makes it shimmer.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much what it is.
I wasn't sure if it was like a different type of shiny thread that they used, maybe like vinyl or some sort of film they put over the top of it, but the whole thing isn't like that. As far as I can see, the middle bit is normal sort of thread, and then it's just that sort of inner stroke that has it. So do you know what, in some sense, at first no one likes change normally, and people are obsessed with the tradition, being an old team, that you want to keep those old sort of looking uniforms from back in the day when they were successful, let's say the throwbacks. And I think they've done quite well bringing in a sort of new style. And like I said before, I think as a bit of a guinea pig, I think their league's allowing them to do some things different. And I think it's going to grow on people. And you'll probably find other teams will eventually sort of follow suit in some of the things that they've done with this uniform. But I like the uniqueness of it. And in terms of purchasing, I'm eager to get the bone. But there's part of me that's like, well, I've got to get the blue because that's like feels like the home one as well. But and I think definitely one point we've talked on Twitter about the differences between what you purchase. I think with this particular thing, with the grad, if it's printed on, it will look, to me anyway, I think it'll look a lot worse than the stitching will. So personally, I'd probably go with definitely the stitching. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
Yeah, well, I'll probably buy the what is it called? The limited, I think they are, the stitched ones, which are more expensive. Probably, you're talking probably 30, 40 quid more expensive than the ones with the printed numbers. But I've bought, you know, I've bought both previously and I prefer the stitched one. It's much better quality, lasts a lot longer. I mean, I bought the Ramsey printed one at the Bengals game and I've washed it once and I pretty much have the gradient numbers on that because I've kind of washed out a bit.
I mean, my Donald's one's like that. It's like it's lost, it's like 50% opacity on it at the moment.
Yeah. So it's like the colour kind of drains for the printed ones, but that's a personal preference, you know. We're never really pushing them to spend more money on them. But yeah, no, I'll be going for that. And on the patch, the name patch, if you like, my kind of theory on that is that the NFL, similar to the NBA, is going to open the shirts up for sponsorship, rather. and that's where it will be. I think it's just a kind of, here is where your logo will be if you pay us enough money to put it there. Especially
well,
with
almost
the,
like what I was saying about other teams will follow, but it'll be sponsored rather than the team name.
Yeah, the Rams will just swap it out, but that's just a kind of theory on that, especially with any lost revenue that you're getting this year. They're going to open that up probably quicker, sooner rather than later, to be honest.
Well, another take is that they're just going to keep changing uniforms more often than not.
Well, that was something, another one, wasn't it? Obviously, there's a sketch come out that has got a blank 2021-2022 uniform ready there.
Yeah,
don't know if you've seen that on Twitter as well. So there's obviously going to be further releases as we go through. So does it go like the English Premier League, for instance, where now every year you pretty much get a brand new kit? The only thing is there that the NFL shirts are a lot more expensive, and to do that every year is quite a big outlay.
Well, no, I think they've only released these two with that in mind, because you can have four variants. Just, I mean, look at the Chargers. The Chargers, just, I know we don't need to talk about them, but just they've unveiled five or whatever, four or five, whatever it was. So you can have them. So, and as well, the NFL's changing the rule where you can only have one helmet per, you know, per team. So it opens up different colour variances as well. So you could have a yellow, you know, you could switch the colours on the helmet basically to blue horns with the yellow helmet, or, you know, white with blue horns. You know, you can do more things. So I think that's why they've left it with. So I think we'll probably see a full white, possibly, you know, the kind of throwback white with a blue horns on the jersey, and then possibly a yellow one. You know, this is a bit different, but, you know, that's obviously linked to the future, but that's probably why they've left that open, because they can do more things after this year.
Yeah, maybe they won't see how many people buy up these new style jerseys, and then maybe introduce a couple of throwbacks for the old school that weren't so adamant about not buying these ones. But what I did notice, actually, a minute ago, looking at the bone and the new royal, predominantly royal-coloured one, is on the sleeves where you've got the horn, on the royal, it almost looks like it's the in-game jersey, so a lot of it's cut off compared to our long sleeve fan ones that you get. But it looks like an arch. Now, I'm not going to go on about St. Louis, but I just thought it was a bit weird that the... No. I'm not going to... That's not where
You've gone there?
That's not where I'm going. I just thought I'd mention it because someone's bound to say something, right? So it just looks like it doesn't really show you which way the horn's going. Traditionally, it would go backwards from what I've seen from the jerseys. And what was interesting on the bone one is that they've then introduced a white and the yellow and the sole colour, the yellow, which is on the logo. And that actually starts back. It's all white at the back.
It goes underneath the number.
Yeah, but it comes forward over the front of the shoulder, which is the opposite of what it's normally done. And they haven't completed, they haven't completed the horn all the way around. So I just thought that was a bit interesting. But yeah. We'll see. We'll see what comes with the other two, whether they'll please. But you're always going to get a mixed bag. People can't agree on today's uniforms for this release. So, but I think it's definitely going to be a grower in the bone.
I think on the kind of, you know, the grown on people that had read, I know Kevin Demoff's obviously come in for a lot of stick recently. So, but one of the things I read on that article on The Athletic was he was basically saying, you know, these uniforms, you've not got any good memories of them yet. You've only got them released. So it's like, you know, it's anything. It's like, you know, football teams over here, you know, whatever one you support, if you show someone a jersey, they'll probably be able to tell you, oh, that's when, you know, we won this game against them, or we won the league or whatever. So there's like, you know, good memories associated with jerseys, and I suppose in the NFL it's a bit more amplified because they need to keep them for so long. So you're going to get, you know, these memories of, you know, previous years, especially with the older. That's something that I'm kind of noticing. It's more older crowd that are more you know, against these ones. You know, they've obviously got memories for the 70s, 80s, whatever, with the kind of older traditional uniforms. So I think it'll take a bit of time to get used to, but, you know, I think they'll, once you see them on the field and hopefully winning some games, things will change for people.
That's exactly what I was going to say. As soon as you start the victory lap of in a certain one, then things will definitely start. The grumblings will disappear, put it that way.
I was going to say, someone posted up, oh, bad logo, bad uniform, can this year get any worse? Hopefully the season isn't bad. I was thinking they'll probably go on and win it just to rub it. You know what I mean? But talking about people waiting, you know, got to wait till something happens in it to sort of build memories and a storyline behind the uniform. Like, I mean, I remember when, being an Arsenal fan, not so much these days, but talking about soccer for the American listeners. I remember when they changed it from the cannon on the crest to a new logo, and there was uproar about that because it was tradition. I guess the only difference is that the Rams had a few sort of logos that you could go back to, whereas they had the cannon for ages. But you think with the logo, when they tried to go big on the whole LA market, you think the LA people would be happy about it. But I guess they were pretty holding on to the old Ram logo, which it's all right. I mean, you can't go back to something that old. It's got to be modernised, which is what they've tried to do. I think it's unfortunate with what the way the... I do like the Ram. It's going to grow on me, definitely, the Ram logo, the Ram's head that they've got, not the word mark. But it is unfortunate where the way the nose is for some people. It's just asking for, I guess, people to have a go at it. But there you go.
The only thing I've noticed on that, and again, I'm flicking through Twitter, and I have been ever since they got released, and people are sort of... I don't know if they're saying if it's a win or what, but the Ram's head is actually on a label from what I can see on the inside of the collar.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
And if you actually look at the Ram's helmet last year, the Ram's head was actually above the face mask where they've actually got the word Rams this time and then Los Angeles on the back. So the actual Ram's head isn't on the helmet either. It's just the horn.
Right.
So there isn't anywhere actually on the uniform visually where you can actually see the Ram's head. It's only on the inside of the shirt.
Because they have Los Angeles. So, hang on. I'm looking at the bone here on their website where, and one of these pictures, if you go to the new uniforms on there and flick through the details, I think it's picture 8, but the LA on the bone uniform has got the sole coloured label that actually goes on the outside as well.
Yeah, it goes over the top.
Over the top on the inside, yeah. So you've got Los Angeles on the back of the white helmet. So on the bottom of the helmet there's a white strip with Los Angeles in blue.
Yeah, just Los Angeles, yeah.
Yeah, and then you have got that logo on the uniform instead. The
Ram's head is on the other side of that label on the back of the neck of the shirt.
Yes, sorry, yeah. So you don't see the Ram's head, but you've got the LA logo on the back. You don't
see the Ram's head, so people are seeing that as a bit of a win.
What, that they can't see it?
Yeah.
Well, so I think it was again like these uniforms. I think a lot of people liked the Ram,
yeah,
as much as people that didn't like it. But I think you're definitely starting to see a mood change that people are coming around to. There's people on, for example, Twitter that were, you know, laying into the Rams about the logo, who are turning around saying, "Yeah, you've redeemed yourself with the uniform." So, yeah, over time, I'm sure more people will come around to it.
And I think it's all together, isn't it? It's not just a logo. It's a logo now that goes on a uniform. And we've now seen, we'll obviously maybe come onto it slightly, the schedule being released. We've seen our logo with everybody else's. You've seen the screen inside the stadium show you what it's going to look like in relation to the schedule. It's all starting to come together as a whole package.
Mm.
When it's been a little bit disjointed, I think people have found that a little bit harder to actually visualise what it's all going to look like together.
And this is where the Rams probably, and most, obviously everyone who's trying to rebrand or release anything new, you hate the leaks, because the leaks are always shown in the weirdest of lights and stupid mock-ups and all the rest of it, and people just think, oh my God, it's awful. Whereas if they get to control the narrative of how you get to see the logo or see the helmet and all the rest, because a lot of people, the helmet looks the only way you can imagine it looking if you're going to put that horn on it. Do you know what I mean? And people are going, yep, you've killed it with the helmet. It's the colours they announced ages ago with the logo, and people were still screaming, oh, please don't mess with the horns, please don't mess with the horns. But then a lot of people come out and said, yeah, you've killed it, it looks great. It looks exactly the same as the logo, pretty much, yeah? So, I don't know. Some people confuse me. I mean, the only thing is that it's they've gone for a shine on the helmet rather than a matte, which some people have commented on. I'm not sure how much that bothers me. I mean, because you've got the shine of the horns on the sleeves, and then you've got that shimmer on the numbers, it sort of ties it in nicely. So, yeah.
I think just to kind of touch on something else, going back to the full kind of rebrand, I think rightly or wrongly, they've kind of looked at everything of how it's going to look on TV and in terms of uniforms and how it's going to look on the Oculus, as we're calling it, the big screens as well.
I couldn't remember the name. That's why I went big screen on the ceiling.
Yeah, so I think I touched on it on the rebrand podcast that, you know, when you see the logos come in, they kind of come in gradually, if you like, you know, the way that they come in, they've got them on Instagram, like the stickers or whatever. It looks a lot better when it comes in that way rather than just seeing it, you know, like right there. So I think they've done everything kind of, you know, they have went ultra modern with it, which is quite ambitious, if you like, because it's not something that everybody likes. But I think for the most part, it is kind of working for me anyway. I'm not going to say it's working for everybody, but for me it is. So yeah, I think it's the rebrand is complete now, minus, you know, the stadium being finished, which I suppose is part of it, but you know, we're getting there. And yeah, again, kind of the gradual unveiling of everything, the no time scale for the uniforms was a bit, it was grating on people, to be honest, but we're there now, thankfully. There'll still be people moaning about stuff, but there's not much you can do about that.
So, Jordan, I assume you're going to put your order in as soon as possible, or are you going to wait for someone to have it on in a picture or something?
No, I think I'll put it in as soon as I can, to be honest. I'm still kind of swaying back and forth to who I'm going to get. I've got a Donald one, but I suppose it's outdated now. I definitely want a Cup one. And I think I need to... I think I'll possibly get a Goff one as well. So I think I might go Cup and Goff. I think I'll go Cup and Goff for now.
And then you have like an ISA account just for uniforms.
I've got nothing else to spend money on at the moment.
Don't let the missus hear that.
Yeah.
You're going to buy her one as well? Is she like, no, I'm not. Has she mentioned anything like my missus? Has she had a lady on it?
She's kind of, she thinks they're all right, I think. So I don't think she's too bothered. She's not that bothered about them.
Yeah. And what will happen is that probably anyone like myself, although I became a fan in like 2005 or something like that. So when they were in St. Louis, and I've got all the St. Louis sort of colours, if you know what I mean. I did buy a Marshall Fault, you know, throwback, but I think most people are going to have to now ditch the St. Louis colours because it's not even like LA related at all. So I imagine most people who ever have those are going to now have to, you know, re-kit their wardrobe. So they should be making, quite a killing on it.
Yeah, I think so. I've got a Donald St. Louis colours, and I've got a throwback Donald one. And funnily enough, I've got a colour rush Donald one as well. So I think you could probably guess which one I'm going to get. I just can't decide on to go with the blue, although I'm really thinking of the bone, actually.
I think if it's one of them you want to get, the blue is the throwback, if you like. Mm. And the bone is not, it's like, it's the original. No one's done the bone yet. So, you know, obviously the Seahawks, I think, have a grey, don't they, of sorts. I don't know what they call their grey. But ours is the first sort of closest.
The Lions have a grey as well, don't they?
Yeah. But so this is the first sort of what they're calling bone. So it would be quite nice to get that one because it's quite unique. And I'm not sure if I actually prefer it anyway, actually. But we'll see. Because that doesn't have a fade on those. That's just a straight up blue, isn't it? With this, yeah. The shimmer still.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. So I think I'll probably get that one. Again, it's players. See, if Cup turns around tomorrow and says I've signed a 5-year deal, I'd for sure go out and get a Cup. But yeah, my Donald is fading, and Donald is always a safe one to get, considering he's a future Hall of Famer. But we'll have to see.
I love the fact that Johnny Heck has tweeted quite recently and said, "Why can no one buy my shirt?"
Brilliant. Yeah. It'd be interesting to see. I can't say I've seen a person walk around with a Hecker shirt.
It's because they've never been available for some reason.
Yeah. Are they available over in the States? I'm assuming they're available in the States.
No.
You can do a custom one, can't you, on Fanatics?
Yeah. Of course, yeah. Pretend your own name is Hecker. Yeah. Sort of star. So do you want to have any final words on the jersey, Chris?
I just think it's been a sort of a successful release. I think it's been a bit of a long process, which we all don't know why. There's obviously some sort of reason why. I think they probably have been worried about it, but I'm sure there's going to be more positives than negatives.
And Jordan?
Yeah, no, just kind of similar, like them, fortunately, which is always a bonus because I was worried for quite a while. The other thing I will say is there's mock-ups going about. They didn't show the different combinations with, you know, the bone jersey with the blue pants and the yellow pants, but there's mock-ups going to that, and they look really good. So I'm hoping that they wear them sometimes. If you're on Twitter, you'll see pictures floating about. But yeah, I'm happy with it. So looking forward to seeing them wear it.
Sure. Yeah, I think the bone will look pretty sweet with the sole bottoms and or the royal combo together, so we'll see what they come out with. So what we've had, obviously, quite a response from people that are on our accounts, Twitter and Facebook, so I'm going to try and pick out a few just to read off. Here we go. So we've got Chris Kennedy says, looks the biz. Christopher Grundy, awful, just awful. Adam Wannington, awful. Samuel Clues, awesome. So a real mixed bag we're going to start off with. Let's see if there's anything a bit more interesting in this. Well, Andrea Dixie Dal Dosso, that's a name, isn't it? At least the helmet is somehow ... good. John Gomez, about as bad as the logo. David Doyle, their ace. And some of those are Ryan George Young, I'm the solid colours gang. That's what that means. Not sure I like the gradient or the bone kit, but hey ho, still the Rams. Sounds like he doesn't like any of them. Barry Watters, I think that's how you pronounce it. What is the point of the yellow squiggle, which Jordan has seemed to have got from another website? That's the designer's signature there, which is quite cool. Never seen it anywhere else. It's probably his first jersey he's designed, is it?
Yeah, probably.
I quite like it. I said earlier, it's one of those quirky little things, which is makes it unique. So, George Gordolius, I think that's his name. Where is a third alternative yellow set? So, we're not going to see a yellow jersey, are we now? That's not allowed, is it, in terms of combinations? Sean, you're more clued up on the rules here.
Well, these are the only two that are unveiling this year. There's nothing to say that the 2021 jersey won't be yellow, or the 2022 jersey that they're going to bring out won't be yellow. So it's possible in the future, but this is the only two they're going with just now.
So is it you're allowed... I've seen someone message me saying, while two uniform concepts were released in the three colourways on Wednesday, the team will release one additional jersey in 21 and 22 off-seasons. The league allows four total uniform variations. So does that mean you can have four different jersey colours? But
I think so.
So they could have the sole as a... what, you know, our godfather Tony loves that colour as the sort of... I don't know what you call it. Was it a colour rush? If they're going to still be doing those version, maybe in 21, because it's part of the set, isn't it? So we'll see. Walker Marshall, can't help but think the helmet has a very, can't say the name of another team, look about it. But we all know what, that's since the logo's come out. Now, does that, I'm assuming most people here on this podcast here like the helmet. That's not a bother anymore for you, Jordan?
I mean, my opinion of the logo when it first came out, I didn't particularly like it, the LA one, but it was never because I saw the Chargers logo. That never really bothered me, because, I mean, if you look at Google Ram Horn on, you know, Google Images, and it comes up and it's that shape, you know, you can't avoid the shape. It's if you want to make it a ram horn, that's the shape it is. So, no, that never particularly bothered me, and I like the helmet as is.
Yeah, I mean, I think it probably just doesn't help that they are where they are in LA with us. But, you know, if they were on the other side of the country, then you wouldn't be probably talking about it. But
won't be for long.
Oh, and you got a source, have you? Where are they going? Going back to San Diego.
Don't care.
Yeah, Nebraska. Move somewhere completely different. let's see. Let's go. Right, Freddie Harper Davis. Just a couple more. Don't get the hate, to be honest. I'm not a big fan, but they are certainly not that bad. Mark Schell, I was fully expecting to hate the new unis, but I'm pleasantly surprised. I think they look modern, crisp, and clean. I even like the new helmets. So there you go. I'll leave it at that because they seem to be the cleanest of comments made.
Worth noting that they're all kind of from Facebook, which a lot more mixed than Twitter. Twitter was a lot more positive overall, just going by the timeline. But yeah. So I don't know. Might be an age thing. No offense to anyone, but it could be.
Not that we look at our page demographics or anything like that.
Demographic, yeah.
No, but I mean, I was quite pleasantly surprised with the reaction on Twitter. I'm more of a Twitter guy than the Facebook. Tony the Godfather takes care of that. All those old boys over there. But it's quite it's more positive than I was expecting, to be honest. So I think there is a few sort of people on the. In the middle, have sort of jumped on the fans of it side. So, good stuff. Right. Well, obviously, we haven't recorded the podcast for a little while, so we'll move on from the unis. I'm sure we'll see more social media activity from the guys from the Rams posting cool content. So, you know, look forward to that. But we did have the schedule release as well. So we're just going to touch briefly. Obviously, when it gets closer to the season, hopefully the season carries on like normal without the COVID causing much of a problem. So we're just going to touch briefly on what we think about the schedule. So Jordan, do you want to just start us off with the schedule? What your thoughts are in terms of, you know, I don't know if you want to touch on pre-season or we just, you know.
No, Skip, that's pointless. Nice late game for us in the UK to open with, which was wasn't the first thing I wanted to see, but I suppose it was expected. I was going to put the stadium unveiling, whether it's got fans or not, they were always going to put that, you know, on prime time. So it's going to be a late one for us, a 1:20 a.m. kickoff Sunday night football at home of the Cowboys. I think we've got, five prime time games in total, including two back-to-back at one point, which is it's always a bit of a killer. But,
most in the league, I think there's seven teams as there would five.
Yeah, five's the most you can have. So I think there's seven or eight have got that. You know, I think the start's quite tough, actually, the first 3 weeks. You know, so we've got the Cowboys game in there, obviously. Beat us quite easily last season in Dallas. And then you've got the two East Coast road games at the Eagles and at the Bills. Already McVay's kind of indicated that they'll stay out there for those 2 weeks, which makes sense, rather than, you know, coming back across the country to go back again. So, but those will be two tough games. And then, you know, we've got most divisional games are kind of the back half of the season, which is, you know, I'm not sure if it's good or bad, to be honest. But obviously they're kind of the most important of the year. And I had my eye on that Tampa Bay game because I was hoping to be out there this year. But, you know, we'll need to see how that goes. But it's at the perfect time. It's exactly when I wanted it. But whether we're allowed to travel or not is another thing. But
it's quite late in the year, though, isn't it? So you might have a fighting chance.
Yeah, November 23rd. So it's kind of beginning of Thanksgiving week. We was hoping to be in Orlando. So I've got a young kid, and it's the last year before she goes to school, and you can start getting fined for taking them out with school holidays and stuff. Yeah. So we're hoping, but we'll see. But yeah, I mean, schedule it is what it is. You see every year, you see the who's got the easiest schedule and who's got the hardest, but it doesn't really matter until you start playing it. So hopefully it kicks off when it's meant to kick off. For ourselves, it's going to be Sunday night, Monday morning, September 13th into 14th. So hopefully it kicks off.
I always wonder how much Jerry Jones influences the league, and he seems to have got himself on that prime time spot.
That was a guarantee that it was going to be them. He basically helped the Rams get to LA again, and that was almost a guarantee. So it was going to be a guarantee that the Rams were going to open it because they would never let the Chargers open it because they're not paying a penny towards it. So why would you? And it was a guarantee that Jerry Jones was going to be there.
They're actually playing there twice, aren't they? Because after the preseason, I know we weren't going to talk much about preseason, but three of the games of the four are at SoFi. And actually, so they don't play the Cowboys, but they play the Chargers in one of those games. But New Orleans is the very first game in SoFi for week one of preseason. So, but we won't talk about them. How are your mates over at the Saints?
Who cares?
Yeah, good point. Right. Jordan touched on it briefly, but just one of the things I thought was interesting was near the end of the season, because we've got, well, you think on paper, it just feels like a real tough division again this year. And, you know, the last, it's the last six games, four of them are divisional games. So if it's going to be a fight to the end, that's going to make a very interesting end to the season. Unless it goes horribly wrong for us, obviously, the rest of the season, it should be quite a good end. It should be exciting. But, that's all I really wanted to touch on. Like with most things, you just, until you get into it and see the start of the season, who's still on the squad, you know, who's got injured in pre-season that affects teams quite badly, you just don't know, do you, how it's going to be. But, you know, we can obviously talk a bit more in depth closer to the season when we know more what the rosters are like and, yeah, what the vibes are in terms of COVID and what the league's going to be like.
But, exactly.
Yeah. Chris, any quick thoughts?
No, I think going obviously what both you said, I think from when I looked at it, I think the first two games will be tough. I think the Bills are sort of the showed up a bit last year, didn't they? I think they'll probably improve from what they did last season. So again, that's going to be another tough one. We obviously got the 49ers in the first half of the season before the bye week. Again, Dolphins the week before the bye. Who knows what they're going to turn up like for the, how many picks they had and what how different the squad's going to look like. And like you say, the second half of the season, you've got your divisional games in there. You've got New England Buccaneers. I mean, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. who knows what the Patriots are going to look like when they come to us. We don't know what they're going to be like. So it's so many things are up in the air this season, which actually makes it a little bit more interesting. Because I think if you were to look at that schedule potentially last season or the year before, and you saw the Patriots coming to town four games from the end of the season, you'd be thinking, oh God, they're going to be on a run ready to go for the playoffs. Where now you're not sure what they're going to be doing. The Bucs, well, obviously we had that game against the Bucs last year, which was a bit of a joke game. But again, who knows how they're going to turn up. Are their actual old boys going to be playing as they should be? Are they going to be fit? Who knows? So there's a lot of things up in the air. And like you say, with what's going on in the world, we don't even know if the world's going to be turning by then. So will the games be behind closed doors? Will the games be playing? And some of the things you read is different things. I was watching something on TV today because, as listeners may know or not, the Ryder Cup in golf is supposed to be in America this year. Donald Trump is a huge golf fan. He said that he wants it as it usually is, with fans and all that kind of thing. Who knows what he's thinking? That's supposed to be in September, October.
I think he knows what he's thinking, but anyway, go on.
No. So who knows? Who knows what's going to be like? And my honest opinion is I think you will probably see sporting events where people will attend sooner in America than you maybe will anywhere else. But that's just my own opinion. But who knows? We're living in a very different time, and I think that's actually going to show across the board. We may actually see a very different league.
I think maybe just touching on the back half of the season, I think it potentially could be a bit of a help because, you know, like Chris was saying, you don't know how some of these teams are going to be. So the fact that we play them a bit later on in the season means you get, you know, in Miami's case, is it going to be Tua? Is it going to be, you know, whoever else? How they're going to be playing? We've got 8 weeks to figure out what they're going to be like. Again, with Tampa Bay, you know, it's week, what, 10, 11, I think. So,
11,
yeah. You know, yeah, again, how are they going to be? How is Brady looking, etc.? And then Arizona's maybe Arizona's people's off-season sweetheart in the league, it seems, you know. We'll see exactly what they're made of by the time we get them in week, what, 13. So that's the first time we play them. So, you know, we've got a lot of time to figure these teams out. Obviously, it works both ways. They'll have time to figure us out as well. But, you know, it's better than going in week one and these guys surprise you because they've got, you know, obviously a vastly different looking squad. So might be a bit of a help just kind of looking forward to that.
Well, especially with Hopkins going over to the Cardinals, like, get to see how they use him and all the rest of it the time we get to play them. Right, so we discussed the unis, we discussed the schedule. Any parting words, Chris?
No, nothing else from me. Just everybody stay safe.
Short and sweet there. Jordan, anything? You got anything shorter than that?
No.
All right, guys. Well, we hope you enjoyed the uni launch this today from the Rams. We enjoyed it. Quite a positive take on it, and I hope you guys have as well. I'm sure it'll grow with some people, but yeah, take it easy, get your orders in, and we'll speak to you in a few weeks. See you later, guys.
See you later.
See you later.